It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hey, hey, Interior. Hey, hey, hey. You are listening to United Way's Behind the Mission. So I'm Kayla Smith, Director of United Way, and today we are chatting with Wendy Cloyd, who is Race Director of the Midnight Sun Run and also Development Director, I believe, with FRA.
Yeah.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome in. So first, tell us just a little bit about what Midnight Sun Run is. So, I mean, first I want to line out, you know, we're pre-recording this, but it's going to air day of the race. Mm-hmm. So we are in race day mode. Okay.
Perfect.
We're already there. What is the race about?
Well, the Midnight Sun Run is a really unique race in that it starts at night. We're the only race in Fairbanks that starts at night. Well, there are other races that kind of go 24 hours and do some crazy stuff, but we start at 10 PM to run under the midnight sun. So this is the 44th annual Midnight Sun Run.
Wow.
Which means that Fairbanks has been enjoying this kind of solstice celebration for, this will be the 44th year, and it's become such an iconic part of solstice for Fairbanks and it draws people from all over the world to come to Fairbanks for solstice and run in the Midnight Sun Run.
It's a tradition. Yeah, it's certainly a tradition. I mean, and I think that even if people aren't running in it, you know, people are walking or volunteering or just sitting back catching a late night tan. You know, it's perfect.
Yes, we often kind of jokingly refer to the course as a 6.2-mile block party because it's lined with spectators who are just as excited about solstice as the people in the race itself. So like you said, people are walking, they're strolling, they're running, and they're watching and they're volunteering.
Yeah. Yes, it's beautiful. I mean, and sometimes, you know, both, you know, they run the race and then hang out towards the end to help out, right?
Yes, we absolutely have people who help us break down at the end after they've just done that race. Yeah, we do.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. So so at the start line, I mean, you've got a whole lineup of events that are going on today. So, you know, what can people anticipate at the start line?
Well, first of all, if you have not yet picked up your shirt and your bib, you can do that today starting at 4 p.m. at the Patty Center. That's where we have our bib pickup set up for
Perfect.
Race day. And then if you haven't registered yet, we encourage you to just get online and register and then run up there and get your bib. So,
yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's not too late, guys.
We actually have people registering even as the gun is going off usually. It's kind of, and then they're running down. But the good thing about the Midnight Sun Run is as long as you have that bib and it's chipped, your time doesn't start till you cross the timing mat. So finish up your bib pickup and then run on down and get started. And then maybe everybody's kind of cleared out in front of you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Dude, I didn't know that. Okay,
there
you go. So pro tip, if in fact you've not registered, you can still register. You can still get your shirt. Mm-hmm. These shirts are also iconic. So the event itself is cool, but the shirts, I like my shirts. I now have a couple. So this is good stuff. So what sort of events? I mean, you've got all kinds of things at the start line because, you know, like you said, bib pickup is 4 p.m. and you don't have to go back home. You can hang out and have some fun. There's activities and things occurring.
Yeah. Well, if you get there at 4 to get your shirt, you probably will go back home because the main events don't start until 8 p.m.
Okay.
So we say the festivities start at 8 p.m. and we have live music by South Cushman Social Club. There's a kid zone set up. Fairbanks Children's Museum comes and sets up an area for the kids to just play, and we just call it magic. It's just magic. There's bubbles, and there's all kinds of things.
They always have a lot of fun.
They do.
Awesome.
And there's a coloring contest, too. The kids can enter at the Kids Zone booth. So that's fun. Fairbanks Disc Golf Association comes and sets up a disc golf set up for us, and you can go play on the disc golf course. You can sign up for the costume contest starting at 8 p.m. So if you are one of those that loves to dress up for the race, get signed up for one of our three categories, which we'll go into in a minute. And then We also hand out at 8 o'clock. We start out with a bang. So 8 o'clock, we hand out our scholarship awards and we take a photograph with our scholarship recipients. Yeah.
So tell me about that. Tell me about your scholarships.
So we give out three $2,000 scholarships to local high school athletes. So seniors who have just graduated and have been accepted to an institution of higher learning can apply for a scholarship. There's a couple of prerequisites, like they need to have been a cross-country runner or a track and field runner. There's some other, you know, they have to have a 3.0 GPA, on and on. But we had, I think, eight applicants this year, and we chose three. It was tough. The scholarship committee had a hard time picking just three. But we have Leif Anderson of Lathrop High School, Nathan Vandergloot of West Valley High School. Sorry, Nathan. And Luke Walter of Monroe. They are the three scholarship recipients this year.
That's exciting. Congrats, guys. Yeah.
And then we always have, we try to have a sponsor for the scholarship program.
Sure.
So Usabelli chipped in this year with half of the scholarship fund.
Wow.
And then we have some donors online. People who are registering for the race can opt to donate toward the scholarship fund. So we have some donors and whatever's not covered up to that $6,000 limit, the Midnight Sun Run covers. So,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, what a unique opportunity to get involved in even that way. I mean, if you're not able to attend, you can still participate and contribute towards the youth.
And that's right. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You can donate through the registration, but you can also just donate directly through the website too. So if you go onto the midnightsunrun.net website, you can donate to the scholarship program. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's great.
What else you got going on?
Well, as you know, I mentioned the costume contest sign up starts at 8, and there are three categories this year. Number one is America's 250th birthday. So you can dress up any way you want to celebrate
red, white,
that.
And blue, yeah. Stars and stripes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second category is titled, and the Oscar goes to.
Oh, my heavens.
So, yeah. So you can dress up as your favorite Oscar-winning movie character.
Good luck wearing heels running that 10K. Just FYI, bring some side shoes. Just
Exactly. Exactly. And then our third category, every year we always have it, it's anything goes.
Yes.
So you can just wear whatever. And then within those, there are three divisions. There's individual, team, and then youth 12 and under. So, and we have prizes. We give away prizes for all the costume contest winners. So you can win some fun stuff by doing that. And because of the fact that we are celebrating America 250, mm-hmm. I really did not feel comfortable or even want to do that without also recognizing our local heritage. So we have invited the, let me see if I can make sure I can pronounce it correctly, okay? The Dene Eslon Athabascan Dance Group to come perform. So they'll be performing at 8:30. So they will, this is what they say about their, what they're going to do today. Dene Eslon is an inclusive intertribal Athabascan dance group representing many of the interior tribes in this region. Their mission is to keep traditional songs alive while sharing their culture and traditions.
That's beautiful.
We'll also do have a land acknowledgement performed by Dr. Sarah James. So I wanted to make sure that we did that in conjunction with America 250.
Yeah. I think that's that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that recognition and acknowledgement there. It's extremely important. Extremely important to recognize all of our heritage.
It is.
And I think that's great. So thank you for that. So we've got a few hours before the race starts, a few hours before the bib pickup. Is it too late to register for those categories or
no.
How late? I mean,
you can't register till you get to the start line. So you come to the start line in your costume, you find the costume contest tent, which is very colorful and it says costume contest on it. And there'll be some ladies there who will help you sign up for the category and the division for you. And then those ladies help Rocky Barnett, who is our MC, they help him judge the costume contest.
Oh, that's fine.
Which is at 9 p.m.
Okay.
So, and then they tell us who won every division, every category, and I take the prizes with me. They write on the outside, okay, the winner of this one is so-and-so.
Yes.
And write their phone number, and I take all those with me to the finish line. So when you get to the finish line, you can come check to see if you have won.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So it's not too late. Get your costumes together.
Yeah.
Get your teams together. Make sure y'all coordinate and go ahead and get signed up. And winners announced at 9 p.m. for that. For the costume contest?
The costume contest is at 9 p.m.
Is at 9 p.m. So
the winners are announced at the finish line.
Okay, well, because make
by
sure
the
you're
time,
there by 9 for sure.
Yeah, because we have to get everybody into the corrals by 9:45. So those we haven't figured out who the winners are quite yet.
You know,
they're just finishing up. And so that's why I grab all that stuff and I jump into my car and I race to the finish line. So I as soon as the runners are gone,
yes.
I am also on my way so that I can meet everybody and try to beat our very fastest
yes.
participant before they arrive at the finish line.
That's the now that you mentioned that, what is the fastest time? Like when does that first runner typically cross the line?
Oh goodness. Well, last year Daniel Abramovich finished at I should have brought that list with me. I did not. And it was 32 minutes and some seconds,
wow.
right? So that was really fast. And I can't guarantee you that is the fastest. However, it's probably pretty close. You also have to keep in mind that the race course has changed over the year, so
sure.
we have to compare kind of course to course. So for this course, I do believe that is a record
wow.
for sure. And Daniel has won the race 4 years in a row. That
Ooh.
Was his fourth win. Yeah, and he's
wow.
registered this year.
I was going to
so
say, and he's see. Registered this year.
He
so
sure is.
There
yeah.
you go. Well, that's pretty awesome. Okay, so I mean, anything else before launch?
Yeah. Well, at 8:50, we have our Couch to 10K group photo, and not everybody can always make it for this, but just to give you an idea how many people could be in the photo, this year we had almost 250 people finish
my.
The entire Couch to 10K program and earn a free race registration. So
wow.
we'll try to get a group photo there at 8:50. 9 o'clock, like I said, the costume contest. 9:30, Jazzercise will warm us up.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And then 9:45, we'll get in the corral. And then 9:50, the national anthem. And then 10 o'clock is the race start. Now, this year we have a really fun start to the race, okay?
Oh, boy.
So usually Fort Wainwright comes and they have a cannon and they give us a cannon fire start.
Nice.
But they were not able to come this year. They
okay.
said they have different their priorities have shifted, can't bring the cannon to the start line. So we contacted the College of Engineering and Mines and said, hey, can you guys come up with a unique, fun way to start the race for
oh,
us?
Boy.
And they took up the challenge and they will be there. So it's going to be a surprise
oh,
for everybody.
Gosh,
but yes,
surprise,
College
surprise.
Of UAF College of Engineering and Mines will be starting the race for us.
I bet they're excited about that.
Yeah, they are excited. And I'm really excited too, because I think it's a really great way to highlight UAF
yes.
and the programs. And they're the host of, I mean, they let us use that space.
You guys block off roads.
Yes,
and
we do.
There are cones
we take
everywhere.
Over. You take over.
There, yeah. yeah. No, those corrals get set up and then people, you can't get in, you can't get out. You
yeah.
are there for the event.
That's
and
right.
You can run your way out is how you get out there.
Yeah.
But that's fantastic. And so you'd mentioned Couch to 10K
mm-hmm.
And even that event is over for this year. Yes.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about that and how people can participate next year, because I mean, that started weeks ago, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. It started in April.
Yes.
Yeah. So I usually open registration February, and then for that year's Couch to 10K. This, like I said, we started in April. We generally try to start mid-April. We started a little bit later this year because there was so much snow.
Yeah, fair. Yeah,
but we try to go 9 weeks. This year we only got 8 because of the 1 week off. But we try to go 9 weeks right up until the race, and we train Monday and Wednesday of every week. We
mm-hmm.
change course every week. We meet at a different community location. We start the first week at 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You just move for 30 minutes. You run, you walk, you jog, you shuffle for 30 minutes. And then each week we increase the time by 5 minutes.
Okay.
Until we get up to the last course we do. We start at Beaver Sports and we do kind of a big wide loop around UAF. And I just tell everybody, just finish that one. And if they run really fast, they can do it in under
yeah.
an hour. But if they are walking, it'll be more than an hour. But it's a good workout. It's a 4.5 mile. That's as long of workout as we do is 4.5 miles for Couch to 10K. But that gets everybody ready to do that 10K on today.
Yeah.
So they're ready to go.
You got to condition yourself. You can't just wake up and decide you're going to run a 10K because that'll you'll need some help out midway. You'll need some help in that community.
But the thing about Couch to 10K that makes it super fun is that when they register for Couch to 10K, if they complete every week, they earn a free race registration. So that is their carrot the entire time. They know that if they finish the program, they get a free registration. Couch to 10K is $20. The very cheapest race registration is $35. So they get a deal and they get a workout.
Yes.
And they get some fun, and we treat them really well the entire time. We have door prizes every week, and we give them water and electrolytes and cheer them on, and they get a newsletter every week with lots of tips on how to improve your form and how to eat for the race and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's a great program. Love Couch to 10K.
Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful. Thanks, Wendy. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is Kayla with United Way of the Tanana Valley, and you're listening to Behind the Mission. We've been chatting with Ms. Wendy Cloyd, race director for Midnight Sun Run, which is slated to kick off tonight, 10 p.m., but get there early because there's a whole lot of fun going on. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll dive into a little bit more about the impact behind this race and just how you can help, how you can support. So thanks so much. Listen in.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Tanana Valley. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and I've been chatting here with Wendy Cloyd, Miss Race Director for the Midnight Sun Run, happening today. You can bib pick up at 4.
Mm-hmm.
You've got events beginning and festivities beginning at 8 p.m. And then, of course, the race kicks off at 10 because we want you running under that midnight sun. That's the whole point.
That's right.
That's what people fly from. We didn't even touch on this, but I must. People come from all over the place, don't they?
They do. We try to. We've not hit all 50 states yet. We've gotten up to 47, but there's still late entries that could be coming in.
That's
there
right.
could be visitors from out of state that could be coming in and learn about the race and decide that they want to do it. We also have visitors from all over the world. So we have Hong Kong, Japan, Great Britain, Ireland, Canada, Serbia.
Wow.
South Korea.
Yeah, so this is more than a bucket list, isn't it? This is definitely, this is actually a registered a race, isn't it? Tell me a little bit about,
well,
about that.
Well, it is considered a bucket list race for sure, and it's listed. You can find lists of bucket list races from around the world, and
sure.
You'll find them at Night Sun Run. We're even featured in a book called The 200 Races to Do Before You Die.
Oh, that's great.
A bucket list race book, yeah. And
yes.
we're in that book. So it is well known around the nation and around the world, and it's because it's incredibly fun. And we you generally get championship status from the Roadrunners Club of America for our races too. They kind of rotate us through state championship, regional championship, national championship.
Yes.
But this year we're a state championship. So,
you guys are champions,
yeah.
Of course,
we are.
Of course. So there's definitely a lot more to that goes into creating this event and coordinating all of the things. And you know, this is your biggest fundraiser.
Right. So just a little bit of background really quick. The Midnight Sun Run is its own nonprofit and it has its own board of directors. But the goal of the Midnight Sun Run board is to have that race benefit a local nonprofit. So it has benefited many nonprofits in our community in its history. It's actually United Way has been a beneficiary of the Midnight Sun Run. The Boy Scouts, there's been lots of others. But right now, who holds that race production is Fairbanks Resource Agency. So yes, it is Fairbanks Resource Agency's largest fundraiser by far, for sure. And I have the honor and privilege of being the race director. So I am community development director at Fairbanks Resource Agency.
Right.
And in that role, when the race directorship came up and it opened up, I said, I'll do it.
Let me do it. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And because I love this race. I've always run it. I run it with my son and run it. It has a piece of my heart, like it does many community members. And
right.
So I just have the honor to help facilitate its continuation.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So tell me, you know, again, this is, like you said, this is such a deep-rooted community mm-hmm. event. It's more than a race. It's more than a fundraiser. This is a community engagement. This is a community event. What type of community support have you received? I mean, you have hundreds of volunteers. So
yeah, generally it takes about 300 volunteers to make race day go down for sure. I just love my volunteers. I just can't even tell you. And we have a lot of returning volunteers, which tells you that people really love to volunteer for the
joy.
Race. It
yeah.
is so much fun. You just get to be part of the joy.
Right.
You really do. All the way bib pickup. I think we're covered for bib pickup, you know, for eternity. I had so many people sign up to help me with
awesome.
That. It's great. But and then today you'll have people up in bib pickup in Patty Center. You'll have people handing out t-shirts. You'll have people walking around with signs that say,
yes.
I have information for you.
I'll be at mile marker two.
Yes.
Yes, go.
You'll be at mile marker two. There'll be, we put human mile markers so that we have first aid kits available for you and you can see, you know, that where that feather flag is and just the mile markers get to wave and cheer everybody on. And it's a load of fun.
Yeah.
You will not regret your choice to be mile marker two.
No, I'm stoked. I'm actually pretty stoked. I got my shirt. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit also about your sponsors. We've got to talk about it because
sure.
This is it's, you know, UAF hosts this event and then you've got your title sponsors. Tell me a little bit more about who you have backing this.
Yeah. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner has been title sponsor forever. And what
yes.
that means is that they give us free advertising in the News Miner, which, you know, advertising is not.
It's very expensive.
Not cheap. Right.
Right.
And then our start line sponsor is Chevrolet Buick GMC of Fairbanks. And our finish line sponsor is Umalik Insurance Company. And then we've got a lot of other sponsors, too. Three Tier Alaska sponsored our finisher medals.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll hand out 3,000 of those at the finish line for the first 3,000 who want one when they cross the finish line. Foundation Health sponsored Couch to 10K. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Rose's Cleaning Service sponsored our volunteer shirts, so they paid for those shirts so that we have those for volunteers. Life Med Alaska pays for the fresh fruit, so you eat fresh bananas and watermelon and oranges at the finish line. That's due thanks to Life Med Alaska. They also provide volunteers for us too. So they're not only paying for that fruit, but they're handing it out for us too.
Yes,
so it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I already mentioned earlier, UCBLA helps us with the scholarship program. Princess Tours gives us free shuttle services. So I can talk more about shuttle if we have time, about how to get to the start line and then from the finish line back to your car if you happen to park at the start line.
There'll be maps and stuff, yeah. Yes. Oh, and lots of information.
Mm-hmm, yep. University of Alaska, like you said, hosts us. At the start line and Pioneer Park or Alaska Land. I don't know if they'll have it officially switched by then, but we'll be our host for the finish line. They're so generous, both of those. That is free to us. Yes. Is in kind. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Market Basket is our bib sponsor, so your bib will have a little coupon for a free ice cream cone on it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
KTVF gives us a commercial. They produce a commercial for us, and that is their sponsorship. Life Center Northwest paid for us to have a really fancy, brand new selfie station. So you'll see one at the start line and at the finish line that's brand new this year.
Note to those costume contests, yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, it's pretty spiffy,
if I do
say so myself. Subway is giving us they're a general sponsor, but everybody gets a coupon when they go to bib pickup. So today, if you have not yet picked up your stuff, you'll get a coupon.
There you go.
Yeah, for Subway.
Go to sandwich, mm-hmm. Eat something healthy before the race. Perfect.
Yeah. And we have a lot of just general sponsors, UConn Eye Care Professionals, the Alaska Salmon Bake. Oh, yeah, they host the beer garden at the end.
Yes.
Yes, they do. Alaska Universal Productions, they put up our start line, but they also give us some sponsorship too. Independent Rental, they give us the tents for bib pickup.
That's great.
So we already had bib pickup at Team Cutters, but the tents, if you picked them up there, you saw that those were donated by Independent Rental. And Team Cutters hosts us for bib pickup on the week leading up to the race. We have Gatorade given to us because we're a championship race. The Gatorade, yes, sends us Gatorade for the finish line. And iHeartMedia gives us some good words on the air. Beaver Sports gives us prize money. So the first male and first female finisher each get $500.
Ooh,
thanks
there
to Beaver
go.
Sports. Yep. Alaska Fuel Services, Denali State Bank, Mountain View Eye Center. They're general sponsors, but Golden Heart Waste Management, they give us a free dumpster at the finish line because there's a lot to put in it.
There's a lot of trash. Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah.
So there's just such a great community organization. They just do so much for the community, and we're really grateful for them. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You can have so many different ways to participate in this event. It's you don't have to race. You can participate in so many ways. And even the communities that that the course runs through.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of extra participation that occurs in the communities. I mean, it's so fun to see. I think you'd said it before. It's like a giant block party.
It is.
And it truly is. You know, the whole community gets involved. And
yeah.
And that's I think is the essence of why we do what we do and why we love this so much. So that's fantastic. I mean, so once again, I'm going to reiterate, if you have not registered, you absolutely can still register. Go ahead and get your bibs, get your shirts, get all your things. Head down to UAF Paddy Center. I will say there is a time where the road's going to be cut off. So
yeah, starting at 8.
So 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. the road access, you'll be cut off a little bit and have to walk a little ways. But
just have to park at West Valley High School or Hutchison.
That's fine.
And just come up over the hill.
You're about to run a 10K.
Just so do your warm-up.
Do the warm-up.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a good glute start. It's fine.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
One thing, Kayla, I forgot to tell everybody is that we will be bringing our merchandise to the start line as well.
So
you can buy merchandise. So you're like, hey, I don't want to carry merchandise when I race, but we also have gear check. So you can just buy your merchandise, put it in a little gear check bag, and pick it up at the finish line.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you don't have to run with all the cool stuff that you're going to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You can do that. And I think you have like some like historical shirts and things like older shirts still from years past that will be available maybe. I don't know. I saw that in years past.
Yes.
I'm just throwing it out there.
We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have old race shirts, like $5 for an old race shirt or stuff a bag for 20. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is perfect. So Wendy, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me today about this wonderful race, this iconic tradition that we hold here in under the midnight sun every year. So if you, like I said, if you haven't registered yet, you sure can head on to the website, midnightsun.net.
Midnightsunrun.net.
Perfect.
Yep.
Very simple. And get registered, head on down. Race starts at 10 p.m. tonight. festivities at 8. So thank you all so much for listening. And thank you, Wendy, again, for being my guest. This has been a wonderful conversation and chat. Day of the race.
So excited.
Drink your water, guys. Drink your water, and we'll see you on the course.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.